Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me. Is anybody sitting here?
Oh, goodness, he is fine.
Oh, she is good.
My cousin, but she's on the dance floor.
No, that's okay. I can stand.
No, please sit down.
Thank you.
I'm Cassandra Whitmore.
I'm Nick. Nick Hart.
It's nice to meet you.
In Alvita Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband, and she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com. Visit marriedinthenickofnine.com.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is Dan O'Brien, author of the End of the World playlist, Cerulean Dreams, Bitten, The Ocean in the Hourglass, The Journey, The Twins of Devonshire and The Curse of the Widow, and Deviance of Time. As an editor for Empirical Magazine and an independent author, I know how important it is to support radio stations like Conversations. Be sure to look for my books on Kindle and in paperback, as well as visit my blog at thedanobryanproject.blogspot.com and learn more about Empirical Magazine at empiricalmagazine.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here online through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in on the East Coast through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. We lost our listeners on the radio side of our program through 92.3 FM. They'll be able to go back and to listen to the show via our podcast, but this is an online exclusive for you guys this evening. Recording artist and producer Warren G is joining us live to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also, of course, to introduce his brand new single, Still in Love, from his upcoming mixtape by that same name. He's also going to tell us what he hopes that his fans can take away from the new project. Warren, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, glad to have you on with us, man. We appreciate you taking out the time. We know, man, ever since it was announced about the new project, man, people have been really responding to it. And, of course, you know, the new single, Still in Love, has been really making its way along the Internet. Let's start there. What has it been like for you, man, to be able to get this kind of love? Because, I mean, people literally all around the world have been looking forward to new music from you. Now that you have that for them, what has it been like for you to be able to get that response?
I mean, it feels good. It let me know I'm still doing, you know, a good job in this industry and as far as making music.
Right.
I mean, and that's what I do, man. You know, every record that I try to do, I try to just keep making great music, and because I don't never want nobody to say I'm whack. But
right.
I mean, it just feels good, man. That after 20 years, I could still, do my thing as far as being a hip-hop artist.
Exactly.
As far as producing, I've been a producer. I was a producer before I was an artist.
Right.
So that's automatic. So it's just good to be able to have this longevity and for people to still love what I do. And I'm gonna keep banging them out for them, you know.
Right.
You know, I don't believe in that, he too old or this. You know, I still make hit records, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, they don't say that to the rock and roll artists. You know what
right.
I'm saying? They, rock and roll artists, they 60, 70 years old. They still doing it. But a hip-hop artist, he getting his late 30s, you know, early 40s, then it's like oh, he old, you know.
Right.
But that's what, you know. But I'm just glad to keep you know, to be able to still rock this music and give you good music. And
yeah.
I mean, it's all good, man. I love doing this, and this is what all I know, you know.
And as I mentioned, when Still in Love, when the single came out, and we're going to be listening to that here in a moment, Warren, but when it came out and we announced you were going to be coming on the show, one thing that I had some person tell me on Facebook is that one thing they didn't know about you, regardless of, you know, of what they're going through, you are going to be able to keep it real with them. Talk to us about how that realness seems to come into everything that you do, because people, I think, gravitated to you. And you mentioned, of course, the longevity in the business.
Yeah.
But I think one of the reasons why they do that is because they feel like you're real and that you're just like them. How important is that for you?
Yeah. I mean, I am just like them, you know. And it's you know, when I see people go through certain things in music or in life in general, I mean, I done been through the same thing, so I can, you know, kind of guide them, you know, through my music, and just talking to people, whether it's on Twitter or whether it's live on Ustream. I just, you know, I mean, they've been through the same things I've been through,
right.
You know, as far as trying to make it as an artist, or just, you know, just life situations. And as far as like in the music, what I do is, you know, I don't you know, get into like all the drama. You know what I'm saying? Life is too short for all the drama. So that's one thing I stay away from, and I keep, you know, relationships with all of the people I started with in the business. You know, you don't want to damage relationships, because people would be like, oh, he was an asshole, I don't want to work with him, you know, when he was young. But now, you know, like a lot of these people who are the heads of these companies, some of them was my bosses, you know, like Lior Cohen, you know, Kevin Lyles, Chris Lighty, Mike Kaiser, you know, just a bunch of guys like that. Those guys are all, they was with me when I wasn't nothing, and they were just starting out. So, mm-hmm. you know, you got to keep those kind of relationships, and, you know, I do that, you know. And just be a humble person, and, you know, I'm not saying that I'm just a soft cupcake or whatever. You know, I I'm not going to let nobody run over me, but, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, I just try to stay away from the drama, and I try to, you know, steer people in the right direction the best way I can. And that's what I'm going to continue to do, man, as long as I'm doing this music, whether it's production or if it's rapping.
Mm-hmm. Well, Warren, it sounds like what you're saying here, and I think, again, it goes back to the reason why you're still here, why so many others have come and gone since the 1990s,
yeah.
And that is that you treat it like a business. You treat the business like a business. Do you think that when you look at, you know, and not to get into names, but when you think about how some may seem to start off with considered hot and then they fizzle out, one of the reasons why is that they do not understand that this is, at the end of the day, a business, and that you have to conduct yourself,
yeah.
As if you're a part of a business.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, you have to, you know. I mean, because this is how a lot of people survive, you know, this music. And when you an asshole, you don't get work. You know, you gotta be able to work. So I'm not going to mess up, you know, being stupid and mess up what I got going, you know, by getting in a gang of trouble and this, that, and this, and then people don't want to work with me. So I'm going to keep my composure and just continue to do good music.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I love doing. But I tell you this, a lot of these artists that you're hearing right now, I give them about another year and a half, 2 years. You ain't going to hear nothing from them no more. You know, some of them probably you will, because they don't oversaturate themselves, but it's a lot of artists just oversaturating themselves, and people going to get tired of it. And then a lot of them you're not going to hear no more. You know, it's a lot of guys, one-hit quitters. They come in, boom. Next thing you know, boom, they out of here. You know,
right.
I done seen it.
Right.
I done seen it for 20 years, and a lot of these cats, I go to them and I holler at them like, hey, how you doing, man? Let's do some work. You know, and, oh, yeah, okay, let's work. We'll work. Never call. Okay. I'll see you on your way down. you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it ain't no hard feelings. I'll still give you a hit record and make you a superstar.
Right, right.
But you're going to have to pay now.
Exactly.
But you're going to have to pay.
You know what?
Before
and
I was going to do it, I was going to do it out of love. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of the artists that I get at, I do it out of love. I don't do it just because I want a paycheck. You know, true indeed, I have to survive, but I do it because I like the artist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of artists out there that's their head is bigger than their whole body. And you know, all those people that's acting like that, when the shit hit the fan, you know they're gonna be begging to come back, and that ain't, you know, that's when it, you know, you're gonna have to pay. And I'm charging after that, you know. Before I was doing it out of love, like I said, but hey, that's how it is, though, you know.
Exactly. And you know, my mother always told me sometimes the vault lessons are the most important lessons that we'll be able to get out of there, because those are the ones that we seem to learn the most from. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with the rapper producer Warren G. We've been talking about, for one, of course, you know, his new project, Still in Love, how people have been loving the new single, but also what this has been like for him to have these fans. Warren, you know, you have been around for a while, and you've been able to garner fans literally all around the world. When you look at music, when you look at that as the vehicle that you're using to speak to the world, to get these messages out, what is it about music that initially attracted you to it? What is it about that platform that said, this is how I wanted to let people know who I am?
I mean, just life experiences, you know. Just the things I went through, you know, becoming a artist. Yeah.
And I think it's those life experiences, again, that people, you know, are able to kind of listen to in the music and say, okay, yes, he's speaking like me. And I think that brings us right back to Still in Love. Talk to us about this single. You know, of course, you know, it has that vibe, you know, that is mellow. But then when you're able to add your voice to it, you know, I think it brings a different flavor to it. Talk to us about this single and how it came about.
Well, I just wanted to just talk about the music industry and a lot of things that I'm seeing and a lot of things that I've been through. I didn't go into like super detail, but just touching on a lot of things I went through, and people can you know, read between the lines and listen to it and understand that it's you know, I'm still a solid name in this business. And sometimes the things that go on make me want to say, you know, I'm getting ready to leave this shit alone because I'm tired of it. You know, it's too much funny business going on, and I ain't trying to deal with that. You know, let me get into something else, you know. But I love music, you know, so, you know, even though I went through all the stuff, a lot of the stuff I talk about on the record, at the end of the day, I still love this music.
Right.
You know, she's my girl. She pays me.
Yeah.
And you know, it's and that's what it was about. It, you know, a lot. Some people, like one dude, I seen that some dude wrote an interview saying I was wearing my heart on my sleeve. I mean, it's like, man, I'm just talking about real situations. I ain't, you know, and some people think I'm talking about a girl, but I'm talking about the industry.
Exactly.
I
and you know
still
what,
love
and
it.
And you know, I'm glad you said that, because that's, I mean, when I heard it, that's what I took from it too. You know, but I think it really shows, of course, how you can take that you know, that Marvin Gaye feel. You know, and it shows too how he can be talking about one thing, you can be talking about another, but the two of them together still come together well. And you're able then to take kind of whatever you'd like from it, but it's very obvious, you know, in listening to your words, exactly what you're talking about. This is what we're going to do, Warren. We're going to let our listeners listen to the single, Still in Love, from the upcoming mixtape by that name. When we come back, we're going to let them know a little bit more about what they can expect from the mixtape and when they can be expecting to hear it, okay?
All right.
Okay, again, here's Warren G with Still in Love. We'll be back with this online exclusive here on Conversations Live. Make sure you stay with us. I love you.
open up your arms, take a brother in. Bass took me to a place I ain't never been. My ink pen touch page, take my pain away. Song take away my wrong, make it right again. I know we've been through some bad shit. A lot of ups and downs, it's me and my bitch. But temporary defeat only made me stronger. I rose to my feet and I stood up taller. For you at the end of the day, when I say I'm gonna stop this shit, turn around and walk away, I can't. Cause that bitch pay a nigga so good, I wouldn't do it different if I could. Cause it's me for you and you for me, and all I see is you and me. Baby, I'm it feels like we've been together for so long. Me and my two turntables and a microphone. Holding on tight, I can't let you go. Bringing Snoop to Dre, that was a stepping stone. Building blocks, West Coast infrastructure. From hip-hop to the whole gangsta rap culture. First California nigga on Def Jam. Nowadays niggas getting signed off a webcam. Look at some of these labels I grew up with. They got rich and switched up on some other shit. We millionaires, damn near billionaires. I'm like, damn, I helped all these fools get there. But now niggas only call when they need something. I'm in the lab pumping Al Green, baby, I'm write this for nobody. I ain't trying to diss nobody. I'm just being real. I've been down since training wheels. And I'm fly, no co-pilot. Now what you know about it? Me, myself, and I respect my rep. West up, chest up, best up. Recognize and realize who's next up. If you ain't ready for the ride, then don't step up. I'm OG in the league, gold T in the league. So how the fuck you gonna coach me in the league? Put the roach out, fire up another Kush tree. I done seen more dollars than you ever could see. Sum it all up, it ain't nothing but love. I'm just saying what's on my mind, baby, I'm
That was Still in Love by Warren G from the upcoming mixtape Still in Love. You're listening to it here along with our conversation with Warren. Warren, you know, when you think about your journey, as you talk about even in that song, and one of the things that you bring up that I think if people listen to it is that, you know, it's hard to coach someone who's been there already. You know, and you have already been to where a lot of them are trying to get to. When you do, though, find those artists that are hungry, they are eager to learn, and they are willing to listen, what do you normally tell them about this business and how they can have the longevity in it that they want?
I just tell them, you know, be humble and be yourself. And you know, I tell them, you know, make sure you get a good lawyer, make sure you have a great manager, and just be humble. Just be yourself. Don't change for nobody. Just be yourself, you know, and do you.
Right.
You know, and that's how you win, you know. You know, that's why, you know, the guys who are successful, they different from the other things that's going on, you know. And, I mean, it seems like a lot of artists are talking about just, you know, like money and ass and cars and shit, you know. But it's like, you know, when you get older and you start getting up in age a little bit, what are you going to talk about then?
Right.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, it ain't nothing wrong with partying. But
right.
You still got to do records that mean something and that the young kids can relate to and older adults can listen to, you know, people like in their 20s and 30s, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, a lot of these guys gotta change it up, you know.
Exactly.
But I, like I said, it's a lot of artists that I like. That you know, for instance, look at the Young Jeezy record that I did for Young Jeezy. You know, I mean, that he was about to close his album out, and I gave him a smash. You know, and this the most radio play he's ever had. You know, since his career. You know, and Warren G.
Right.
You know, I
right.
put that good music up under him that everybody can relate to and understand. You know, young people can understand it. The 20s and 30s people in their 20s and 30s can understand it too. And the song is talking about something. You know, it's not just a song where it's about, you know, throwing up money in the strip club. You know,
right?
That you're gonna have to add. You know, the tax man gonna be hitting you like, you know, we've seen pictures of you with, you know, $20,000 in your hand, throwing it in the strip club, and you saying that you ain't got this or got that.
Right.
You gonna write that off? Oh, you have $20,000 in the strip club. You know, I mean, it's a gift, I guess. You know,
right.
But it's all good, and you know, I ain't bashing, you know, all the artists that's out right now, because I got major love for all of them, and I work with a lot of the young artists, you know. Like, I just did a record that's going to be on the mixtape with Ty Dolla $ign, Casey Veggies, and Dom Kennedy. You know, all them cats was cool, you know. We're going to get in the studio again to really, really, really get it in, where we sit and we really listen to the music and come up with some cold concepts, but the one we got right now is a banger, along with this new kid that's gonna shock everybody. His name is Chris O'Bannon. That's one of my artists that I'm working with right now, 17 years old, rap, produce, anything. And, you know, it's cool, you know. And that's like kind of like mainly what I'm starting to do, mainly is my production, and just getting good records out there, man, to a lot of the young artists, and that way I could steer them in the right direction, as far as making these records that's gonna last for 20 years, you know.
Exactly. I mean, to be able to help them to get the kind of career that they want, I think that's the thing. Again, Warren G, everyone, I mean, an amazing guy who's doing amazing things, rapper and producer. The new single is Still in Love. Of course, the mixtape by the name is coming out soon. You can find out more information about Warren by going to his website at www.warrenG.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Regulators, where you can find him there.
Right.
And he has a Facebook page as well. Just look up Warren G. You can find him there as well. Warren, man, again, we appreciate you taking out this time to be with us, man. We know you have a busy schedule, and we appreciate you doing this. But feel free to stay in contact with you, man.
Yeah, I wanted to just let y'all know, you know, that's one of the records that I have on there with the Casey Veggie, Don Kennedy, and my guy, Chris O'Bannon. But then I got Young Jeezy, Bun B, you know, myself and Nate Dogg on another record called Hustling. That's an incredible record. You know, I got a record. I'm not sure yet if I want to put this one on or not, but I got one with Too Short and E-40. That's a straight smash. I'm not sure if I want to put it on there or not. I got other records with other artists that's off the chain. You know, a lot of the young guys and the older guys and everybody come and work with me, man. And, you know, I think I'm going to surprise everybody this time and go ahead and do one with Quick, because we never done one together. So I know that'll be a smash, you know, and that right there will be a club record, you know, because that's the type of thing we, you know, me and him will have to do a club record together. We can't do nothing serious, but it'll still be something that's cool.
You know, and a
really rock. And, I'm just trying to do my thing. I'm independent in this business. You know, if a major come and they talk to me the right way, then some things can happen, you know, whether it's a production deal or you know, an artist situation. As long as it's right, then, you know, I'm down for that, you know, because then, you know, my 5 million fan base will be able to be reached again. You know, 5 million fan base here domestically, and then I have, let me see, is three, almost four internationally, maybe more now. But, you know, I got a nice size fan base, and I just want them to be able to get my music. So if this can reach a lot of them, this interview, that'll be good for them to hear my voice and see that I am still out here and I'm doing good music. And, you know, hopefully all the DJs and all the DJ crews and everybody on the internet that's pushing for me and working with me, and hopefully they keep it pushing just to keep this going so it can spread, you know. And then that's when I drop the album after the mixtape. But the mixtape, that baby is, man, it's big.
So, it sounds like it.
It is. So what I want to do, man, is thank you for having me on.
We appreciate you, man, because we, like I said, we know you have a lot going on, and we appreciate you taking out the time. And I know that people will be inspired by this because it really shows, you know, that for one thing, you know, you can achieve your dreams, but you definitely have to stick to it. And also, you have to be able to be true to yourself. And that's what you've been able to do. It sounds like that's been the key of success for you. And that's what other people can realize as well. So, man, we appreciate you. And we'll definitely be maybe keeping the word out there about the mixtape.
Nah, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Right. Okay. Again, Warren G, everyone, make sure you go to warrenG.com. And you can find him on Twitter at Regulators, where you can find him there. I've actually tagged him while we were having this conversation. You can find him there on my page. And then, of course, his Facebook fan page, you can find it too. Just look under Warren G. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Again, a special online edition. Our radio listeners can go back and listen to the podcast at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, of course, you can find it on my Facebook and Twitter page. Just click on the link there, and you'll be able to download it completely for free. Make sure, of course, you do stay in contact with Warren G. Let him know what you thought about the conversation here. And also make sure that you do keep looking out for the mixtape. Of course, Still in Love is the title of it. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb. Saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.